This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, everybody. My name is Lee Elsie. I am filling in for the great Wayne Allyn Root, USA Radio Network. If you don't know it by now, our number is 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK, raw and unfiltered. I get a chance to do this every Thursday for an hour, but today you get me for the entire 3 hours. It's going to be spectacular. Once again, the number 833-927-8255. All right, so what are we going to talk about first? Many different things. We have guests coming up. We have Lowell Ponte coming up. We have Peter Lumage coming up. We have Dr. Anthony Alessi coming up. And, gentlemen, I'm going to introduce you to Tony D'Angelo coming up. Talk about some money, some finances, what to do with it, how to keep it, all of that right here on the radio. But I have been, basically thinking about the media and what the media is actually doing as it pertains to Donald Trump. So, here's the thing. You know, frustration, irritation, and a certain level of, oh no, what now, caused me to throw up my hands a few weeks back, and I said to myself, I'm no longer going to explain, defend, decipher what this president means when he says what he says. Now, that's not a knock. I'm not taking a shot. But it became too heavy a burden for me to try to read Donald Trump's mind. Now, I'm a conservative talk radio host. And I didn't want to do the, here's what Donald Trump meant. Here's what Donald Trump is saying when he says this. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to play that game every day. He's a grown man. He's the president of the United States of America, the leader of the free world. He has to be accountable for what he says. Big blocks of my radio program were relegated to justifying these remarks, comments that would dominate the weekly news cycle. Like I said, he's a grown man. He needs to stand up and own what he says. Be accountable. Again, that's not a shot. I'm not taking a shot. I'm saying it as it is. As someone who gets on the radio every day and talks about things that Donald Trump does and says, and the way the country is, and what happens as a result of what he does and says, I didn't want to play that game anymore. I was tired of it. Now, the news media is correct in pointing out misinformations and inconsistencies. They should do that. They should continue to do it. But here's the difference. See, there's a difference between being fair and ethical and equitable when reporting, and there's also an idea of creating and fabricating a platform that's designed to systematically corrupt this president and this president's message, and as a result, the election of this president in 2020. So, when reporters move from reporting on something to spinning it, people tend to lose faith. I lose faith. I have no faith in CNN. None. Now, the news media can rip at the president, but what they're actually doing is they're ripping at the fabric of the country by doing it. And that's exactly what's happening. They are ripping at the fabric of this country every time they put a spin on a story that doesn't deserve a spin. Now, let me just run over a couple of stories that this, and again, I told you I wasn't going to defend what the president says anymore, but I want to just point out that there are things that the media does and says and twists that ends up not only hurting the country, it hurts the president, but it hurts the country. And it's a blatant, to me, it's misinformation. So on June 2015, in his speech announcing his candidacy for president, Trump said, when Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're sending people that have a lot of problems. They're bringing in drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people. Now, we all remember that quote. And the idea of that quote has stuck in the back of the brains of a lot of these folks on the left. Well, is there anything in that quote that's not true? No, that's actually a true statement. There are a lot of people that come from south of the border that bring crime. They're rapists. They bring drugs. Not all of the people, but some. And if there are a lot of good folks making their way to the country to try to find a better life, within them are rapists and murderers and drug addicts and drug dealers. I'm going to talk about a story about a poor little 11-year-old girl that got raped multiple times by a couple of illegals. It happens. It's happening. So he wasn't wrong about that. What Trump said was actually a fact. Number two. When James Alex Fields drove his car into a crowd of counter-protesters in Charlottesville, he killed one, injured 19, the president, if you remember, placed the partial blame for the attack on counter-protesters. He condemned hatred, bigotry, all of that. Now, for me, I would have liked a stronger, right out of the box, a stronger condemning of the KKK and the white supremacists. He didn't really do that. He did it later. But the truth of the matter is, there were bad people on both sides. There were good people on both sides. But when those Antifa thugs got off those buses, they were armed with an arsenal, a weaponry, toe-to-toe. They went toe-to-toe with the white supremacists. So there wasn't anything wrong or inaccurate with what he said. They twisted it to make it sound like he was pro-white supremacist. Not true. Unfair. How about the 5 days that we wasted on the ridiculous throwaway line about Baltimore being rat infested? Is that the dumbest thing? Just about the dumbest thing ever? How is that term racially unjust? Parts of Baltimore are rat infested. It's not a racial comment. Leaders in that city for decades have contributed to the squalor of these neighborhoods. They are rat-infested. Who could forget the explosive quote about the blank hole countries? Right? That statement was instantly corrupted into a hate-filled racial attack. Most everyone listening to me right now at one point in time has passed something condemned or something that looks shoddy and said that's a blank hole. Everyone has. Come on, you're lying if you're telling me you didn't or you haven't. The president should probably strive for more eloquent delivery, a little bit better vocabulary, but he was clearly referencing these inhospitable places on the planet. He was speaking the truth. They are blank holes. And last week, Trump said, let's buy Greenland. He didn't say, let's bomb Greenland. Right? He didn't say, let's blow up Greenland. He said, let's buy Greenland. And the headlines liken it to some potential occupation or invasion by a conquering monarch. You realize that the United States is built on wars and land acquisitions. We've got the colonies, the Revolutionary War. We've got the Louisiana Purchase. We've got the Rocky Mountains were bought in from the United Kingdom in a treaty. The Adams-Onis Treaty in Spain gave us Florida. The Gadsden Purchase gave us a big chunk of New Mexico. This is how we accumulated land. And the idea of a land purchase and treaties, it's not new. We tried to buy Greenland in 1946 for $100 million. Did you know that? Greenland isn't that green, by the way. It's the world's largest island, covering 800,000 square miles. It lacks any contemporary infrastructure. It has no major highways. Its economy isn't rocking Wall Street. It's basically a bunch of fishermen and shrimp fishermen and basically trade amongst themselves. And Denmark actually gives each of the citizens $10,000 a year just to live there. So we should buy this. They should be begging us to buy. We should actually put up a big giant for sale sign at the airport. And the country is rich in iron ore, lead, zinc, diamonds, gold, uranium. Let's buy it. Let's make it our 51st state. What's wrong with that? This is the kind of rhetoric. Now, Trump doesn't help his own cause with the tweets, right? We all realize that. He doesn't help everybody's cause with sometimes the insane behavior. But it's the media, guys. And the way the media twists some of this stuff, in particular, the way they twist it into a racial conflict, it's patently unfair. It just really is unfair. So, we need to actually hold the media accountable for this kind of stuff, and we can't buy into it. As a nation, you know, you've got a bunch of folks on the left who are anti-Trump, and whatever the media says, if it's negative, they're going to go with it. But the rest of us, man, we got to actually pay closer attention. And we can't let this stuff get to us because it's just not fair. All right. Like I said, we got a bunch of guests coming up tonight. We got a lot of things to talk about. I'll talk next about that Harvard study about the 93% negative coverage of Trump. We'll do that. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? What's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716. 5716.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the warrior.
My doctor suggests if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, don't forget voice issues. I'm on the radio thousands of hours a year, radio and TV, and I've never missed 1 minute in 3 years and 4 months on the radio. Not 1 minute, because if my doctor suggests I suck in their silver lozenges. My doctor suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming a good bacteria. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when you use their products. My voice is now a workhorse. I never missed 1 minute in 3 years due to a hoarse voice. No colds in 3 years and 4 months on the radio. Brain fog is gone. I go to bed late. Wake up early between 5 and 6 in the morning every morning. And the second I wake up, I don't have to, you know, kind of walk it off or work out it off or walk around for 3 hours or look at the internet. That's what I used to do. Now I'm sharp as a whip from the moment I wake up. And leaky gut, meaning fatigue and brain fog and colds and stomach upset, when you eat food, it's all gone because of the liquid that I drink twice a day, in the morning and the night, before I go to bed. And when I wake up, I drink their liquid silver, alkaline structured silver. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling the following number and website, and you get 20% off. Use the promo code ROOT for Wayne Allen Root. Use my last name, ROOT, and get 20% off your order. Call 866-660-9868. You want to be as sharp and high energy as Wayne Root. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT.
All right, we are back. Lee Elsie filling in for the entire show tonight for Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network. Once again, we got some calls, so we will go right out to them. We'll go to Connecticut, where Rocco was out there. Perfect name for a bookie. How are you, Rocco?
Hey, Lee, you're doing a great job filling in for Wayne Allen Root. I'm glad you are for 3 hours, and I don't know when you sleep or how you rest, but whatever you're doing great.
Well, thank you.
Listen, Greenland, let's buy it. I got no problem with that. And by the way, one more state we bought, Alaska, from the Russians.
So, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, I would say we should buy all these places, and we should disappropriate all the mansions and the houses from the liberals and give it away to the poor and send Bernie Sanders and the Ocasio-Cortez and everybody else to Venezuela. Let them enjoy communism.
That's what
I would do.
I like that idea.
Every communist and everyone that espouses communism like Sanders, we should take away their inhabitation by decree and send them to a country that they love. Like when he took his wife to the honeymoon, Lee. Can you imagine a more exotic, romantic place than Russia during the Soviet Union to go for honeymoon? Well, Mr. Sanders did. He's really romantic.
It must have been wonderful being in the Soviet Union. Where else did you want to go?
I want to go to Italy. I can think of some romantic lands, but the guy's a communist. He's an enemy. He loves the idea of bringing down this nation. And also for your listeners, Lee, the media is not, they're not journalists. They're hacks. They're political hacks. Like the Soviets used to have the Pravda, which was a newspaper, but it was an arm of the political party. These people are not journalists. They don't report an event. They report what they want you to learn, that they want you to know of that event. It's not the same thing. We got to start being smart.
Rocky, there's an agenda. The media has an agenda. Their agenda is to take down Donald Trump by 2020. There's no question about that.
But you see, it's a bigger agenda than that. They want to take down Donald Trump, which is us.
Yeah.
We, the people, elected Donald Trump to change course.
Yep.
And they hate it. Well, I got news for them. We're going to elect them again in 2020 for another 4 years. How about that?
All right.
Great,
Rocky.
Great job.
All right, buddy. Have a good night, pal. I appreciate you calling in from Connecticut. So we got a couple other people on hold. So rather than go to you, we'll bring you back after the bottom of the hour. So we'll come back with all of your phone calls. We'll give you as much time as you want. The most caller-friendly show in the entire country is Raw and Unfiltered. So we'll take some calls next. You want to weigh in? 833-927-8255. You can email me, LeeElsonRadio@gmail.com. You can do it that way as well. All right. Well, we'll come back in just a couple minutes. Lowell Ponte's on the deck as well. Peter Lamage, Doc Alessi, Tony D'Angelo, all coming up during the course of this fabulous radio broadcast. Once again, you're listening to Raw and Unfiltered on the USA Radio Network.
Before you signed the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there, all at great prices every day. And now, a case of Staples copy paper is only $29.99. You save $24. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only. Ends 8/31/19. Valid on SKU 135-848. Limit 5 while supplies last.
Before you signed the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there, all at great prices every day. And now, a case of Staples copy paper is only $29.99. You save $24. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only. Ends 8/31/19. Valid on SKU 135-848. Limit 5 while supplies last.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is rescheduling his trip to Poland as Hurricane Dorian heads toward Florida.
It's something very important for me to be here. The storm
looks like it could be a very, very big one indeed.
The president says Vice President Mike Pence will be heading to Poland to attend a Warsaw ceremony marking the 80th start of World War II. The Department of Veterans Affairs is investigating potential wrongdoing after multiple patients died at a VA hospital in West Virginia. VA Secretary Robert Wilkie tells Fox News that they're waiting to hear the conclusions of the department's inspector general.
It is time for the inspector general, who is not controlled by me or the White House, to finally end this investigation, to answer the questions that our grieving families have. It has been far too long.
This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Let's talk about the sponsor of the segment. Yep. Sponsor is the AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump super fan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at AmpFest 19 include Wayne Allyn Root. I like that guy. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement. One of your favorites, Megan Barth, who guest hosts here from time to time on Tuesdays, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course, I'll repeat, that one and only guy that we all love, Wayne Allyn Root. But this is more than a traditional political event for a for an average Trump fan. It is a amazing event. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. Wow, that's a mouthful. So register for AmpFest. What a great 3 days. Just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. I really will literally see you there. I'll be the speaker who sees you there.
All right, we're back. We've got a whole bunch of phone calls. We'll get to you guys ASAP. Our number is 833-927-8255. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. And out to Long Island we go, where Chet is waiting. Chet, how are you?
Hey, Lee, I think that lawsuits should be drawn up every time one of these extreme left-leaning media groups promotes fake news, which we've seen time and time again, and maybe by President Trump or whoever is affected by it. Because 2 nights ago, this idiot Larry O'Donnell went on with Rachel Maddow, and he said he had inside information that Russian oligarchs consigning with Deutsche Bank were co-signing loans for President Trump, and that Trump was on the dole of the Russians. He got it from one source. It ended up the source was unscrupulous. It was a bad source. Once President Trump's representative sent him a letter telling him that he better release an apology, he goes on the next night. He puts an apology out there, Lee, but it's about as half-hearted as it can get. It would be like saying you're sorry to somebody and kicking him in the teeth. He says, well, it wasn't true. I had one source. I shouldn't have ran with it, but if it had been true, you see, this is what they do all the time, and they don't care who they're picking on. You remember that kid from the school that went to visit Washington, and you had the fake Indian veteran that was harassing him, and the Washington Post ended up putting the kid throughout the media, hanging him out to dry. The kid got harassed, death threats, the whole nine. These people, they don't care, and it's time for somebody to take a stand against this.
Chet, I could not agree with you more. I mean, I would love it if someone would take a news outlet to task and possibly sue them. I would, you know, I don't think that they would probably win. I mean, it depends upon how slanderous it would be. But the same goes for politicians. I would love to hear somebody actually call politicians out down the road for promising one thing and not delivering on it or doing something completely different. I want to live in a world where people stand by the morals, by, you know, what we grew up with, what your parents tried to teach you. You do what you do, you do what you say, and you say what you do. It's that simple. I mean, and we don't have that anymore.
But it's these corrupt media groups that stand by these politicians, Lee, and help them with their corruption because they're corrupt. And nobody calls each other out for it. It's like, you know, Lee, it'd be nice if somebody from the left-stream media came out and said, you know what Larry O'Donnell did was wrong, and we can't be doing that, right?
Well, look what happened. Look at him protect Hillary Clinton. Look how long she has been protected. Oh, how about Comey today? He was a darling. Now all of a sudden he's a chump because they coddled and they coddled and they made sure that they were all protected. It's a sad game, Chet. It really is.
Well, and everybody said that William Barr was going to bring some justice and all this. The guy's a lifelong Washington insider.
Yep.
We're not going to get anything from Bill Barr. I got news for everybody.
Nothing at all.
Thank you, Lee.
All right, buddy. Thank you for waiting through the break. Again, 833-927-8255. I'm having a little trouble with my headphones, so I'll get it straight in no time flat, but that's why you may hear me yelling and screaming or acting a little bit crazy, because I'll work it out in the break. But let's go out to Mike in Connecticut. Mike, how are you?
Hey, good job. Yeah, Chad hit in on a couple of things. You did good too, pounded home. I'd like to step back a little bit on the control of the cities and the majority of the cities being run by Democrats.
Sure.
And in particular, Baltimore, and what the president had made that statement a few weeks back, a month ago, whatever it was. And then what was revealed was the $2-plus billion that were given to Baltimore to clean it up. What wasn't highlighted, and people out there listening need to understand this, I did some calculations, and it depends on variations on what size. Do you realize how many brand new, from ground up, apartment buildings could have been built in Baltimore and a couple of those depressed areas? We're talking anywhere from 10 to 30 city blocks. If they were 12 units or 20 units, brand spanking new for those people.
Hmm.
And so what happened was, because I'm going to call them out, because we got our big three in our state here, the money basically was pillaged. And it's being done continuously. And you know what happens? We are so-called privileged are the reason they're being depressed. The institutional racist thing, remember when I found out about that, which I never even heard about, just because we're white? This is absolutely has to end. And the people in these cities need to start calling their legislators, their congressmen, their mayors, and start questioning where the money is, because it's always about the money. And we, like I said, for $2-plus billion in Baltimore, they could have leveled multiple city blocks of the infested, depressed areas and built brand spanking new buildings for these people, uplifting them, giving some little dignity, a little pride, and could have done that just with that.
Mm.
But instead, the money was stolen, pillaged, and then again, the people were left behind.
You wonder where this money goes, how they hide it, where they sneak it out to. It's almost $5,000 per person if you add up,
yeah,
you know, almost $2.5 billion for every citizen that lives in Baltimore. Now, listen, that may not sound like a tremendous amount of money, but it actually, you know, it, depending upon where you put it, it could do a lot of things that would help that community and to clean it up. And also, you know,
yes,
the idea of a little pride too, Mike, in your community. That's got to be a part of this too. I mean, we can't let the people who live there sort of go without being chastised a little bit. Because if you're living in some community in Connecticut, Mike, and there's garbage on the street, or there's syringes on the street, or there's rats everywhere, you're gonna do your best to clean that up, whether the government helps you or not, because you have a certain level of pride. We've got to try to instill that and bring it back.
No, you do, but then that shifts into that broken glass or broken window theory. You know, once you get that, it looks a little depressing, and then next thing you know, it starts spiraling down, then somebody busts something else, and somebody rips a door off a hinge, and then it goes out. But you can change that. Like I said, if they had built those facilities, those apartments, and again, depending on what size, again, you know, like I said, I was running some different numbers, and the average commercial cost per square foot can go from 200 to 400. But if you do cookie cutter, same fixtures, same paint, same handrails, whatever.
Yep.
Just that would have lifted up hundreds and hundreds of people in that city.
Yeah,
and I wanted to point that out.
Yeah, and the jobs that would have been created by them building.
And the jobs, they could have been local jobs, right?
Sure.
The laborers
sure.
and stuff, sure.
Yep.
But anyway, I just wanted, because that never really got highlighted. They just said, where'd the money go? But nobody said, look what could have been done
sure.
with that money. And that goes true for Detroit, Chicago, Atlanta, all those, our three big three in our state, the same thing, the money's been pumped into them.
Yep.
But anyway, I just wanted to put that out there on the table.
All right, Mike. Thank you, pal. You're 100% on the money. Think about the money that we spend and send to wherever you're listening to me now, whether you're listening to me out in California or Vegas or out in Dallas, Oklahoma City, St. Louis, whatever. And you look at the end of the week at your paycheck and money gets taken out, siphoned out. Some goes to the federal government. Obviously, a lot of that goes federally to the war machine, which I'm on board for, bigger and badder military. I'm always going to support that. I hate the waste, fraud, and abuse that's within it, but your local monies that end up going to your local cities or your state, And even some of the money that you send federally that gets siphoned off for some of these projects, like Mike was just talking about. And you get, when you're talking about, you know how much money billions of dollars is? And what that could actually do to these communities? I mean, Mike is 100% right. Imagine building, imagine knocking down all of the dilapidated buildings that are just an eyesore. And one by one, block by block, building back a section of Baltimore and bringing it back to life. Bringing back the economy. And you could do that city by city and throughout the entire country. And all of these cities that are a wreck are run by Democrats. You can't say it any other way. It's the truth. They're all run by Dems. So somebody's robbing everybody. And I don't know where the money goes, but somebody with pride should stand up and say, you know what? I'm going to build this city block by block back to where it's a thing of beauty again and where people can be prideful to live there. That's what I would do if I were running one of these cities. All right. Again, I apologize for my end. I don't know. I'm getting a little feedback, but I'll work on it. I'll get the screwdriver out and try to technically fix it. That's a disaster waiting to happen. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You're listening to Raw and Unfiltered on the USA Radio Network.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Non-attorney spokesperson and sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, everybody. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root tonight, the entire show. On Thursdays, I get a chance to sit in for the first hour. It's always an honor and a pleasure to do that. Tonight, I get the entire three-hour program. As tomorrow night, there'll be a best of, so you get a chance to listen to that. And I think Monday, Labor Day, they'll be doing a best of as well. So Wayne will be back on Tuesday, live and in person in his regular spot. Actually, I think I'm filling in the first hour on Tuesday as well. So I'm a busy boy as well. My name is Lee Elsie. You can reach out to me, Lee LCRadio at gmail.com. Again, the number is 833-927-8255, the most caller-friendly show in the entire country. I try to give you as much time to talk about whatever it is that you want. We got 3 hours to fill, and we'll take some phone calls from across the country. If, in fact, you guys want to weigh in, depending upon the topic matter, you can go for, as long as you want. Until you start beating my brains in with facts and figures and confusing me. Then I got to let you go at that point in time. Anyway, I was talking about the media in the beginning of the program. I want to circle back to that just for a second. So, this is an older study, but one that I think is pertinent to what we're talking about here tonight, and that is this Harvard study where scholars analyzed the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, Maine newscast, CBS, CNN, Fox, NBC. Okay? They analyzed everything. They found that, to nobody's surprise, that Trump absolutely dominated news coverage, and he dominates news coverage to this day. But they also found what I thought was pretty incredible, is that 93% of the news coverage of Donald J. Trump, 93% is negative. Now, listen, even if you can't stand this guy, how can you go on and 93 out of 100 stories? This is not just CNN. This is, again, CNN, Fox, NBC. And Fox, by the way, is slightly negative. It's 52 negative, 48 positive. So if you factor that in, these other networks are probably about 98% negative coverage of the president. Now, again, I don't care where you lean politically. I mean, even if you can't stand somebody. I mean, I wasn't a fan of Barack Obama, and I was on the air for his entire 8-year tenure as the President of the United States. I certainly did not throw 98% negative conversations at Barack Obama. 98% being negative of the president? I mean, that's not fair journalism. That's basically another arm of the Democrat Party. All you're trying to do is tear down a president. All you're trying to do is rip the fabric again of this country. All you're trying to do is mock the people who actually like this guy. The people in the flyover states. And to me, that's just unacceptable when you're talking about what is supposed to be a fair and balanced media. And I understand CNN and Fox and MSNBC, they're opinion-based shows. That's what they do. But these other networks that, quote-unquote, air quotes here, that are supposed to be news shows, they're not news shows. All they're just out there to bring down a president and bring down a country. The Harvard research has found, again, that CNN's Trump coverage, 93% negative, 7% positive of CNN. It's incredible to me that these numbers are actually out there. And when we talk about this, and we mention to somebody, oh, yeah, of course it's negative. Of course it's slanted. Even the left will say, oh, well, maybe a little. No, not a little. 93% or 98%, not a little. And no matter what you say, there's no way that Trump was 93% negative. No way. We got a couple minutes. We'll try to squeeze in Leo out in Connecticut. Leo, how are you?
Hey, Lee. Nice to hear you on for Wayne Allen Root. And I want to tell you, you are spot on. The editorial you wrote in that magnificent periodical in the London Day was also spot on. You know, these people that are attacking the president, you look at celebrities, people like Robert De Niro, Taylor Swift, the group on The View there, those has-beens, and maybe never was, right? They're left-wing liberal moonbats. They come out and they just bash the guy without any substantial, evidence or proof.
Right.
And they just hammer away at him. And, you know, in much the same way, little kids complain and complain and complain. And that's really, I mean, we saw that happen here in New London, Connecticut, where kids complained about a teacher who had given a lesson about how gruesome hanging was. And a left-wing group, the Voices of Youth, got the guy suspended for over a year until an impartial investigation was done by people with a little common sense, and the guy was reinstated. So the bashing part of it, it's undermining, and again, I'm going to say it, left-wing tactic. They just figure by carpet bombing somebody, they're going to win.
I like that term, carpet bombing. That's an accurate term.
That's what they're doing.
That is. That's good.
That's what they're doing.
Carpet bombing and moonbats. I'm gonna steal both those terms tonight. I appreciate that. I'm sorry, I got to go, Leo, because the music's playing, and when the music's playing, it's over for this segment. But thank you, as always, and thank you for being out there in Connecticut, making a difference in the bluest state this side of California, without question. I mean, I feel dirty sitting in the studio in Connecticut. All right, we got to run. Lowell Ponte will join us after the top of the hour. If you haven't heard him, I think you're going to like him. We'll talk about a number of different things with him. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hey.